The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And he joins us when he can. And this is a continuation of something that's gone on for a while, and it's really cool. So, hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine. I am cool today after some really hot, the last couple of hot days, but here we are, quite cool. What we're going to discuss today is, I think a lot of listeners will remember that I have a blood cancer called multiple myeloma. I've had it now for 10 years. So obviously it's a treatable disease, but not yet curable. And I had a big checkup last week. And my results carry, I think, some very critical information for anybody who's concerned about cancer. And that's all of us, Jill. I mean, it's a very sad statistic. But more than as we sit here today, more than half of us in the United States will be diagnosed with some form of cancer in our lifetimes. But the good news is those odds are really dropping very dramatically. They're dropping fast. And I believe, and I've discussed this with doctors, I believe that I have three grandchildren, and I think my grandchildren will come to think of cancer in the same way that you and I thought about polio when we were growing up. I mean, in my experience, when I was growing up, we hear about unfortunate cases of people who had polio, but it was kind of rare. And I actually didn't fear polio because by the mid-50s, 1950s, we had a vaccine, the Salk vaccine, which, you know, immunized just everybody from polio. And by the early 60s, we had an oral version of it. And it was so cost-effective that it only cost about 25 cents for a dose of this polio vaccine that protected you. So I didn't fear polio. Jill, did you fear polio growing up?
No. No. But no. The worst was, as a child, I feared the polio shot and then the oral vaccine on a sugar cube. Like, oh, well, this is a piece of cake. So, no, I really didn't fear it. It seemed distant that there was a president who had polio, who was affected by polio.
Right. Right, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, way back in the 30s. But there were plenty of cases, you know, earlier when I was in the 40s, polio was a scare. But by the 50s, there was a vaccine. So imagine if there were vaccine, it wouldn't be one vaccine for cancers. They're too devious and too many of them. But, you know, imagine having essentially a vaccine against forms of cancer. That's where we're headed. And my case is really at the tip of the spear for ending our fear of cancer. So a year ago, I had, I had a very successful immunology cancer trial down at the University of Pennsylvania under a brilliant doctor, Dr. Ed Stodmeyer. So he's a wonderful guy, by the way. So it was a very simple procedure, really. The nurses, it was something like a transfusion. The nurses put, you know, a needle in one arm and a needle in the other, and the blood went out through a machine, and the machine harvested my T cells. Now, we all have them, the white blood cells. They fight disease best. So they harvested these peach-colored T cells. Then they rushed them over to the lab, and the lab added the magic sauce from Norvadis, the big drug maker. And then they brought those back, and those T cells had been reprogrammed to attack my specific mutation. So I have an extra protein called BCMA. And the problem with good old BCMA is it sits on top of the cancer cell and it camouflages it. So my regular immune system doesn't recognize the cancer cells wrapped in BCMA as cancer. So it slides on by. My new immune system, these new weaponized T cells, say, I have been programmed to attack BCMA. And they go in and just glom onto this BCMA, drill down into the cancer cell, and essentially explode it. So, it's like having a new immune system that attacks your own mutations. I mean, it sounds like science fiction. Every time I describe this, I think this can't really be true, but it is true. This is exactly what's going on now, and this is the best path we've found yet to getting to a cure for cancer. So, in my case, I'm happy to say this, I've been cancer-free now for a year, and that's complete remission, right? Cancer-free for 1 year. Now, I don't use complete remission, by the way. As you know, I say remish, because I'm in remish, because I don't want to put myself under too much pressure.
Yeah, and remish is a good word. And I just want to interrupt for 1 second, because before the clinical trial, and we've been doing the show a long time, so hopefully, it's pretty clear you're willing to talk about these various elements. But prior to the clinical trial, you had a stem cell transplant, right?
Right. Yes, I did.
And that was not I'm not sure. Was it effective? Or
no, in my opinion, we can debate this. But in my opinion, maybe it softened me up for the trial, and the trial was successful because I went through a stem cell. But I've had doctors and people I trust saying to me at the time, don't even bother with the stem cell. We don't believe in your case it's going to help you, and just go for the clinical trial if you can line one up. I just followed procedure, and I did have the stem cell transplant. It used blood that it harvested when I first got myeloma, so there was just the tiniest trace of myeloma, but it's like being a little bit pregnant. The blood was not clean. They did put that blood back into my body as a form of a new immune system, but it didn't work. And I have to say, stem cell, going through a stem cell, because they wipe out your immune system, then reintroduce your old immune system, this one with tiny, tiny amounts of myeloma, and they're hoping you do better. You're semi-quarantined for a month, 2 months, 3 months. I couldn't garden. I couldn't pet the cat. I walk around the city with no hair, no eyebrows, with a mask on and rubber gloves. I mean, people would walk to the other side of the street. If I walked into a bank, I think they'd hand me $2,000 just to go away. I couldn't go on a public bus. The stem cell, it works for some people. There's no question about that. Did not work for me. And it put me in a situation where I really needed a clinical trial. Doctors were getting worried.
And we have, all right. So tell us a little bit about the clinical trial. See if you can fit in, though, how you found it.
Okay, sure. Well, it's very hard to get into a clinical trial.
Right, exactly.
There are several around the country, and I had to make a series of phone calls, and I was very lucky to get the last slot at the University of Pennsylvania. They had 20 patients, and I was number 20. There were two or three other people vying for it, but I did get in. Now, the trouble with the therapy, this immunology at this point, even when you get in, that the therapy itself is not very durable. So first, half the patients can't tolerate the medicine, so that doesn't help them very much. The other half, the odds are against you that you're going to get any kind of a durable, a number of months of relief. And at best, and I've looked at the studies, at best you can kind of hope for a complete recovery, remish, okay, for something like 11 months. Now, as of last week, I was already pushing it. I was at about a year. So they gave me a head-to-toe PET scan to see if the cancer would light up. If I had these little tumors, they put in a sugar infusion, and the sugar goes into your body. And if you've got cancer active, cancer loves sugar, and it literally, the tumors light up. And I can tell you, I feel pretty good, Jill, so I was optimistic, but I was also very nervous that something would be popping up there. And I can say, look, I'm still cancer-free. But I will also say to you, and this is the best of my knowledge, I'm only about one of 20 people in this entire country who is cancer-free from a immunology trial for multiple myeloma. this at this level of durability at a year, more than a year. I think there are only about 20 of us in the whole country. But it still remains great news, and it's not just great news for me and my family and all the people who've given me good wishes. I mean, it's very important news for all of the listeners, because there is no question that the doctors, the drug makers, the researchers, they're getting very close to curing cancers. They use that C word. They say curing now, which they didn't only a couple of years ago. Last year, when I was under treatment at the University of Pennsylvania, Novartis got FDA approval for their immunology therapy for childhood leukemia, And then this spring, you can count on this, a company called Bluebird is going to get FDA approval for immunology for multiple myeloma. So big strides are being made. And in these successful trials, we're finding people who can get, maybe half the people are getting relief. It's worth noting, these trials are going on all over the world, right? The Chinese are claiming that they have a immunology therapy for multiple myeloma, and they're getting positive results from 80% of the people that they're treating. 80%. Now, that there's a lot of skepticism here in the United States. They may be getting the 80, but they get 80% perhaps because they're only treating people who are likely to benefit, not people who are sick. Now, in the United States,
people
tend to get into trials when they're sick, and they're trying to save people. So that's going to lower your odds. And they also, there's a possibility, as a couple of doctors have joked to me, that the Chinese literally aren't counting the dead. And that, by the way, is sort of a time-honored way of trials to get better scores. They just don't count the people
who didn't make it.
Stop having therapy, right?
Are people going to China specifically to get into a trial?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was, if I did not get into the University of Pennsylvania, that was something I really had to entertain.
Okay.
Yes, there is definitely Americans going, because if you can't get into a clinical trial and you're really sick, you can go to China and you can get a slot. But anyway, there are trials all over the country. The medicines are getting a lot more sophisticated. So instead of attacking one mutation, in my case, they would attack two common mutations. There is talk about a booster shot. You know, if you have a little bit of a response that's pretty good, maybe within a year, they would come and give you a booster shot. But look, let's just skip to 4 years from now, Jill. Now, God forbid you are diagnosed with multiple myeloma. Here is what you may be able to do. You may simply be able to go to a clinic near where you are, get your blood taken, you know, your T cells, same way, that transfusion system they use for me, send it off to a lab, a commercialized central lab, so they have medicine for common mutations. Then they'd bring it back to you in a couple of weeks, and you would drip it back into your body. And within a month, you'd be cancer-free. And if you didn't have an adverse reaction to the medicine, you wouldn't spend a day in the hospital. I spent 30 days in the hospital, 24 days with fever. You wouldn't spend a day in the hospital. And we're envisioning this happening within 4 years. So that's tremendous, tremendous result. But I want to give the listeners hope here about the strides that are being made through immunology to use your own immune system to attack cancer, and in some cases to actually not only stop it for a while, but to actually cure it in a durable way so you don't have to worry about it again. The way you could be lucky enough to have a breast cancer, have an operation where they cut the cancer out and it doesn't come back and you're cured. Well, in this case, your own immune system wipes out the cancer. And that little army of T cells, weaponized T cells, hangs around in your body and keeps you cancer free for as long as you can see. That's the hope of the success I've had with immunology. And it's a hope that is out there for anyone who is worried about cancer.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in stores.